Planters Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Lots of good stuff there, so please go over and take a look at the Just Veggies blog. Today we will be talking about an easy, simple way to grow microgreens at home. And there's nothing that you have to DIY about it because it's a garden kit that you can purchase. It is the Microgreens Kitchen Garden Kit from a company called Knowing Nature. And it's quick and easy to get started on growing microgreens. First of all, I have mentioned microgreens quite a bit in the first 30 seconds. What are microgreens? Well, you know, we've talked about microgreens here in this space before, but just as a reminder, microgreens are the first few true leaves of edible herbs and veggies. These leaf out just after the first false leaves emerge from a germinating seed. What does that mean? So when a seed germinates for the first time, it sends up a little shoot and root. The first green things that emerge that look like leaves are called the false leaves. They're not really leaves. However, once they come up, all the green stuff that comes out after that are the first real leaves. So microgreens are the first few leaves on a germinating seedling. Okay, so first few, how many? I don't know, 10, 12, something like that. It depends on how long you let them grow. So these leaves are super nutritious. A germinating seedling, it needs a lot of energy to get going in order to survive in the world, right? There's so much going on up in the atmosphere above ground that seeds have evolved to really have a nutritious punch just to get themselves going out of the ground. Okay. According to WebMD, microgreens can have up to 40% more beneficial nutrients and other components than their full-sized versions. Isn't that cool? That's pretty cool. By 40% more by what? Like a square inch? Maybe. I'm not sure. I didn't read the scientific literature on it, but according to WebMD, I believe them. That's the case. Okay, moving on. If you think microgreens must not have a lot of flavor because they are very small, that is not true. In fact, they are quite powerful. They pack a punch. So especially the microgreens of herbs and veggies that typically have a lot of flavor, such as your radish or arugula or daikon radish. Mustard greens, right? Anything that's kind of spicy. Even cilantro that has a lot of flavor in it, the full-size version. Well, this microgreens version also has a lot of really great flavor. If you are looking for something that's not as spicy, maybe you're not a spicy person. Maybe you don't like radish, the kick of arugula. That's okay because the microgreens of broccoli and kale and cabbage, those are also quite flavorful. Different kind of flavor, but flavorful. And what do you do with microgreens? Well, you can put them on your salads, put them on your soups. I often put a little bit of chopped cilantro on a lentil soup that I make. In this case, I can put microgreens that I grow myself in my windowsill. It's quick and easy and fun to do. What else can you do with them? You can put them in your smoothies for that nutrition. You can put them on top of pastas. You get the idea. Okay, back to this kit, the Microgreens Kitchen Garden Kit. I met the inventor of this kit. Her name is Rachel Haber. She founded Knowing Nature, the company behind the Microgreens Kitchen Garden Kit. She spent several years as a corporate lawyer, but I think it might have been a COVID era thing. She decided to leave that position and dedicate herself to helping kids and adults alike build their appreciation for growing their own food. And really, what easier way is there to get started growing your own food than growing microgreens? The kit itself includes a reusable, self-watering growing tray and enough of the coconut core discs. Let me explain what a coconut core disc is. It is it's a little disc made out of the fiber of a coconut husk. And it's dehydrated, and it looks like a silver dollar, maybe a little bit bigger. And you can put the seeds on that disc. This disc will absorb water and puff up, maybe a couple inches, and provide a growing medium for the seeds. Okay, so back to what's in this kit. It's the growing tray, the coconut core discs, the seeds. It comes with some seeds, three different kinds actually. Broccoli, spicy purple radish, and a colorful salad mix of kohlrabi and red cabbage. And these are red, you know, these are microgreens. They're not going to become a giant salad, you know, full size microgreens. Okay, the growing tray itself is sized to fit on a windowsill. Very convenient. Put it on your windowsill, let the sun shine, and you'll have some microgreens. Specifically, the tray is 8.5 by 5.25 by 1.8 inches tall. It actually comes in two parts. There's a tray within a tray. So there's the outer tray that holds everything, the inner tray, which is a little bit smaller and has some slits in it. So you you basically put your coconut core growing discs in this inner tray, put that inner tray in the outer tray, fill the outer tray with some water, and the slits in the inner tray will allow water to come in, and the coconut core growing discs will absorb that water. And then they will puff up, and it'll be a growing medium for your seeds. Simple as that. So your microgreens will start growing in a matter of days, and they'll be ready for harvest in about 10 days. So back to the growing. If you are concerned that you don't have enough light, like maybe your only window is a northern window and you don't get a lot of light, especially in the wintertime, et cetera, et cetera, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Really, after all, seeds typically germinate in low light, if not in the dark underground. And they're supposed to be a little bit leggy as they grow, these microgreens. You'll be fine. Any amount of light is perfectly great. And in 10 days, you will have something to harvest to put onto your salads and soups and so forth. So in addition to this kit, Knowing Nature also offers a range of different types of seeds. They have extra packs of the coconut core growing discs, and they also have additional trays in a wide variety of colors. My suggestion is to get the kit, get that going, and also get a second growing tray. And this is so that you can have a constant crop of microgreens growing on your windowsill. So you plant one up, 5 days later, plant the second one. 5 days after that, you'll be harvesting the first one. 5 days after that, you'll be harvesting the second one, and on and on. And then you'll just have a constant crop of microgreens. Isn't that awesome? And also, you should know that the kit is BPA-free, and it's dishwasher safe, so that's good. You can sanitize it if you wish. And it is also made in the USA. The whole process is really fun to watch, and it's very educational. You know, kids need to know where their food comes from and how it grows, and just the whole process of germination and leaves emerging, false leaves and true leaves. It's really quite fun. But, you know, it's more than just a fun science project for kids. It's great for anybody. It's great for It's really great for like a teacher's gift. It's a fun thing for your garden loving friends who might be pining for spring or you know, getting their hands dirty. This is like their winter garden, right? And then it's also quite accessible for people who can't get outside for whatever reason, or can't bend down, or have a hard time moving about and moving their hands and so forth. This allows everybody the ability to grow their own food. Isn't that great? Okay, friends, that is it for me for today. I will talk to you real soon. And in the meantime, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.